Hamas returns 4 more bodies of hostages, Israeli military says. Bowen, Trump's role in Gaza ceasefire was decisive, but not a roadmap to peace. My friend Bipin threw back a Hamas grenade and saved my life. Madagascar military says it has seized power as president moves to safe place. Bangladesh garment factory fire kills at least 16. D'Angelo, R&B Grammy award-winning singer, dies aged 51. ChatGPT will soon allow erotica for verified adults, says OpenAI boss. Bitcoin worth $14 billion seized in US-UK crackdown on alleged scammers. Trump says US will not waste our time helping Argentina if Milei loses. French PM backs freezing Macron's pension reform to save government. US strikes another vessel off Venezuela coast, killing 6 French couples sentenced in Iran on spying charges. Man who set fire to Pennsylvania governor's mansion jailed. U.S. Supreme Court rejects Alex Jones' appeal in Sandy Hook shooting case. National strike hits Belgian public transport. Airports and ships. Trump administration looks for ways to pay federal officers during shutdown. Blast kills police officers trying to evict siblings from house in Italy. Spain's radically different approach to African migration. The Indian woman who stood up to moral policing and won a pageant. 24 hours with Trump on diplomatic tornado through Middle East. It's not over, says son of hostage whose body remains in Gaza. What happens next in Trump's ceasefire plan? Israel identifies bodies of first 4 dead hostages returned by Hamas. How Milei's Thatcherite economics divided his nation, but won over Trump. Foul skies, fading light, how air pollution is stealing India's sunshine. Your appointments rescheduled, shutdown cancels U.S. citizenship ceremonies. Watch, moment house drifts away from land as typhoon hits Alaska. Crowds in Madagascar cheer as military unit seizes power. Watch. Emotional reunions as freed hostages return to Israel. Peace in the Middle East, Trump signs ceasefire deal in Egypt. Oil down as market eyes excess supply, U.S.-China trade tensions. Oil prices muted amid U.S.-China trade jitters, oversupply concerns. Trump mulls ending some trade ties with China, including in relation to cooking oil. Trade group wants to ban export of scrap aluminum cans to China. Oil settles down 1.5% on U.S.-China trade tensions. IEA warning of glut. U.S. tariffs on China on NAV first depend on Beijing's actions, USTR Greer tells CNBC. Oil bosses expect market surplus to shrink over time. World oil market to see huge glut in 2026, IEA says. EU presses U.S. to drop tariffs on metals content. 4 chip stocks to own into Q3 earnings. Deutsche Bank weighs in. China's sanctions against U.S.-linked Hanwha units seen as warning gesture, analysts say. Australia stocks higher at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 up 1.03%. Global EV sales hit record 2.1 million in September, research firm says. ASML sees significant China demand drop, Q3 bookings above estimates. India's Bharti Airtel partners with IBM to expand cloud services. Japan's Renesas surges on report of potential $2 billion timing unit sale. Asia chipmakers upbeat ahead of ASML, TSMC, Q3 earnings. Amazon plans layoffs in HR unit and other divisions. Fortune reports OpenAI makes 5-year plan to meet $1 trillion spending pledges, FT. Vietnam aims to boost economy by 10% annually from 2026 to 2030. Vietnam targets annual growth of at least 10% for 2026 to 2030. UK's Reeves considering tax increases and spending cuts for budget, Sky News reports. German policy needs a decisive Africa shift. Association says Factbox, U.S. holiday sales growth to be muted this year, forecasts show China. Sept CPI inflation falls more than expected, PPI logs 3 years of deflation. U.S. government shutdown threatens home sales in flood-prone areas, report says. Madagascar's military takes power, fleeing president impeached. Brazil services activity rises for the 7th consecutive month in August.